Okay, we are on page 564, a new simin, simin tof yutes, continuing the laws of Rosh Chodesh. Mitzvah laharbois besudas Rosh Chodesh. We discussed this in passing in the previous two simonim. Now we discuss in much more detail. There is a mitzvah to be marbe, to have something special, to eat something special in honor of Rosh Chodesh. We discussed yesterday in great detail the prohibition of fasting. That's all the different madregos. Is it the Rabbanon? Is it Doraisa? Is it Divrei Kabbalah? And even if it's deraisa, there are two levels of deraisa. There's an explicit deraisa, and there's a deraisa that's only known through the Yud Gimel Midosh Atar Nidreshes, which had the nafkamina. If you make a shvua to override that deraisa, is the shvua chal? If it's explicit, no. If it's not explicit, then a shvua can override even a din deraisa. But it's only divrei kabbalah, and it's only divrei derabbanan. Certainly, the shvua would be in force now. Now we know you're not allowed to fast. Okay, so you're not allowed to fast. So what do you do? Do you have just your regular coffee? Is that it? Or maybe on Rosh Chodesh, you should have something a little extra. And that's what it says here. Mitzvah l'harbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. Let's right away see the Mishnah Berurah. That's the entire siman. This probably gets record. One of the record Guinness Book of World Records for the smallest siman in Dal Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Oitzav. A very long Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah l'harbos is a mitzvah to be marbe in the Suda on Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah. The Avagavim Lodikarad Yechiyuva Eina Mechuyiv Lechel Dvarim Ham Tu'unim Birchas Hamazon. You're not Mechuyiv to wash and to recite Birchas Hamazon. V'yachal Lotzeis B'Sha'ore Dvarim. You can eat as long as you don't fast. So eat and take just a cup of coffee is sufficient. V'chudil El B'Sim Kupay Ches Mikol Mokam Hamoitzi Al Sudas Rosh Chodesh V'yachal V'Shoyse Bo Bitov Hareze Mishubach. If you wash and you put yourself in the position where you recite Birchas Hamazon, Matoiv Manohim, that is Hareze Mishubach. You have to remember the Icarus, they recite Birchas Hamazon. They always hear Rabbanim talking about people who comes to Dalad, meaning people, they spend the whole day in the shuk, in the markets, looking at the Esrog for the little teeny microscopic dots. It's a din daraisa. Esrog is daraisa. All these chumras. When you bench Birchas Hamazon, it's deraisa. That's the same deraisa. It's not a derabbanan to bench. Those four brachas to say every single word with kavana in the proper fashion is deraisa. When you wash, you're putting yourself in a situation where you now have the opportunity to recite Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon is the greatest skula for everything. People are looking for schoolers to do all these bizarre, weird things, to run to all over the world, to Kvarim and who knows what. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. All you have to do is recite Birchas Hamazon with Kavana. This is the greatest skula for Parnasa and good health. Every bracha can be found in Birchas Hamazon. So here, the mile of eating on Rosh Chodesh is you're giving yourself the opportunity to recite Birchas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh. Think of that combination. We once discussed that combinations in halacha are not just 1 plus 1. 1 plus 1 in Kedusha does not equal 2. 1 plus 1 in the world of Kedusha equals a million. And what's the proof to this? The example, the classic example is Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos, what do we say from Musaf? Tikanta Shabbos. Very nice, a very nice Musaf. Tikanta Shabbos is what we say, Musaf. What do we say? What's the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodeshim Liamcha Nasata. So it is Shabbos, you have one Musaf, you have another Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. What happens when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So what would you think if not for opening up a Siddur? You would think, so you say either Shabbos Nusach and you add a reference to Rosh Chodesh, or you say the Rosh Chodesh Nusach and you add a reference to Shabbos. You mention the Musaf, right? That's what the average person would think. But that's not what we do. Instead, there's an entirely new Musaf. What is the new Musaf? Ata Yotzarta. The Nusach of Ata Yotzarta is almost identical, except for a few words here and there in the beginning, to the Nusach of the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim? It's Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh. When it's a regular Shabbos, it's a regular Shabbos. When it's a regular Rosh Chodesh, it's a regular Rosh Chodesh. Now when you combine the two together, 1 plus 1 does not equal 2. 1 plus 1 equals a million. The combination of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh elevates the day as if it's from the Shalosh Shugolim. Ato Yotzart Olam Chamikedem. And then you go on to say a Nusach that's Kamat like Ato Vichartanu on the Shalosh Shugolim. So what do you learn from this? When you combine two different Kedushas together, you're going into a new world. When you say Birchas HaMazon during the week, new. So you say Birchas HaMazon during the week, it's a wonderful school, a wonderful mitzvah. When you say Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos, but when you say Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, it's not just a regular Birchas HaMazon, it's a combination. And when you combine things together in a Kedusha, that takes you into an entirely different world, different spectrum. So you're putting yourself in a position where you can say Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, that already elevates the Segula of Birchas HaMazon to an entirely new level. It's even greater, that's right. Anytime you combine Kedushos together, you're going up exponentially. You're not just building blocks. You're going up. Combining Kedusha is explosive. It takes you to very great levels. So it's a wonderful thing. You have to look at Rosh Chodesh. The way you look at Rosh Chodesh, not, oh, donuts. I have a donut and I have a piece of, I don't know, whatever, exotic fruits or a steak. It's not, oh, I'm going to have food. No, the way you have to look at Rosh Chodesh is, wow, today I have an opportunity to say Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh. I'm going to eat in order that I can say Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, and the skula for that, that's a whole different level. That's a whole different world. That's how you have to look at Rosh Chodesh, a whole different look.
Didn't we say at the end of Yeshaya that in the future,
yeah,
this is going to be like the regular?
Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh will be like a regal.
That's the Shabbos
Rosh Chodesh. That's the Haftarah, the last part.
That's why they make it in this, you said it's like the...
Ato Yetzarta. Ato Yetzarta, it's a whole new Nusach. It's a whole new Nusach, correct. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The Avagah, so here, this is what it says, the Harezeh Meshubach, V'Kotzra Paiskim, Meshem Midrash Pesikta. Here we have the Pesikta, Mishnah Berurah is going to Pesikta. So what does it say? Kol mizoyin. Now this is very, very interesting. Kol mizoynoisav shel adam kitzuvim loy merosh. This one says in the Psikta. It doesn't say this in the Gemara. This says in a certain Medrash. Not all of the Midrashim have this version. Kol mizoynoisav shel adam kitzuvim loy merosh. Shoshana v'ad Roshana chutz mimash shemaitzi. Except for the expense what you pay b'shabosos. Okay, that we know. Everyone knows that. V'yamim tayvim. That everyone knows. But this is not agreed upon. This is not the next words. It doesn't say this in the Gemara. It doesn't say this in your average Eitzer HaMidrashim. It says the Rosh Chodeshim, the expenses of Rosh Chodesh, and the Chol HaMoed, expenses that are paid for celebration on Chol HaMoed. That's not simple. You would think the person spends extra money for the Sudas Yom Tif. First day is the last day, is you invite the family, you make a nice. So that's not part of what's meant for a person. But Chol HaMoed, new Chol HaMoed, if I go and I buy a more expensive meal on Chol HaMoed, that's the Chol going to come out of my pocket. It's not going to come out, that's not going to be a special grant that's going to spare my wallet. No, the Chol HaMoed. And then it goes on to say something which totally blows your mind. The money you pay for tuition. Is that really so? That means that the Talmidim would bring gifts to their Rebbeim, to the Rebbeim need Parnasa. So the parents would give an envelope to the Talmidim to give this to your Melamed. In Moisif, in love, a person adds, he will have Siyata Deshmaya, he will earn more that year. V'yim Poiches, Poichas in lo. V'chos, the Beis Yosef, the Mash Amar, Mash Shatinoikos, Molichin, what it says here, what the children bring to the Beis Rab, what does that mean? I explain the Koy al Sechar Limut, a gift that the Talmidim, that the parents give to the teachers of the children. V'abach, Perash, the Koy al Rosh Chodesh, the Bach has a different interpretation. When it says here that the children bring lebeis rabban, it does not necessarily mean means gifts to the rabbi. It means al rosh chodesh. What does that mean? V'yakavana al mash on lehagim l'shlach al yidei atinoy kadosh. It means gifts. And what does it mean? It means that the custom in ancient times was to give the child an envelope to give to the rabbi every rosh chodesh, not just Chanukah. Every rosh chodesh, the child would bring an envelope to the rabbi. Al mash anu noyhagim l'shlech al yidei hatinoikos mos shel rosh chodesh l'rabban ve'ein levatel haminok. People are very machmir, and all these exotic minhagim, I have not seen or heard that people know this Mishneh Berurah. That's why Chelek Dalid, we always say, is the new Mishneh Berurah. Chelek Dalid, the Rebbe told you this many times, Chelek Dalid, the Rebbe says to the Talmud, bring me the new Mishneh Berurah. So the Talmud, what do you mean? Chelek Dalid, no one ever opens up Chelek Dalid. Doesn't they don't know the secrets that it says? The ein levatul haminig adkan. Okay, let's see base. Let's see. No, let's right away jump to the dirshu 1, 2, and 3. Let's see on the left side in the dirshu number 1. Mitzvah laharbois v'din laharbois besuda kosva kafachayim b'shem hayayvitz shenem agam lenoshim. This is not just for men.
Where is this?
I'm reading on the left side on the number 1. On the next page, don't turn the page, just look to the side. Din zel harbas besudah kachas v'kavachayim is said also gam b'shem yavet shenem gam l'noshim. Women also should increase in sudas rosh chodesh. She'aleim l'harbas besudas rosh chodesh ka'anoshim. Now, what about there are 2 days, rosh chodesh, shayati machan both days? When I was in elementary school, we got prizes for coming on time to daven, good attendance. If you come to davening every day on time, they took very strict attendance, and if you come on time, you get a donut on Rosh Chodesh. What? Chaim Berlin. But we only got donuts on one day Rosh Chodesh. Like, why? We didn't get donuts for good attendance on both days. So sheyesh shnei yamim Rosh Chodesh kotzav ne Yeshua al Yushalmi sheyesh lasay suda b'shnei hayamim both days. Okay, so they denied me all those donuts. Umitam zeh, what?
Cut a donut and a half.
Cut donut, but fresh. Donuts do not last more than a few hours. Umitam zeh noag hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, the stipler. Lishdoish b'chol rosh chodesh k'tzas yayin. Interesting, I don't think people do this. He used to drink wine, especially with an appreciation. I don't know to what degree this applies, but people who have an appreciation for wine, connoisseur, they have a special wine refrigerator at home just to keep the right temperature and all those fancy things. But if you have an appreciation for wine, the time to indulge and buy is on Rosh Chodesh. You can go to they have in the store on Avenue J. There's a wine store in the back. They have a tasting room. Go into the back. They have a tasting and they give samples. So you can go in there every Rosh Chodesh and show them this Mishneh Berurah and tell them you want some samples. B'chol Rosh Chodesh k'sas yayin v'im nosan l'bnei b'yisrael l'shtois v'gam nosan l'bnei b'yisrael l'shtois. He gave his bnei b'yisrael v'gam l'af l'noshim. He gave women. He gave the women in his home the stipend that they should drink yayin on Rosh Chodesh. V'yamash etzrichim l'chabed es yoyim Rosh Chodesh v'adei yishisiyas hayayin marim shehu yoyim tov. You show that it is a Yom Tov. 3. Divrei Medrash she'elu, this psikta that adds all of these things that we never heard of before, that a person's parnasa is not the cheshbon that's made from year to year does not include what you spend for Rosh Chodesh and what you spend for Chol HaMoed and what you the money you give the children to give to the Rebbeim on Rosh Chodesh. So Divrei HaMedrash Hevi Le'el B'Shem HaGemar B'Beitza Shabo Ne'mar. What does it say in the Gemara Masechta Beitza? It doesn't say this long elaboration. All it says there is Shekol Mizoneh Shaladam K'suv Lom Rosh Hashanah Chutz Me'otzo Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Otzo. It does say this part v'Otzo Bonav l'Talmud Torah. Doesn't say this expression l'Tinoikos. Doesn't say l'Tinoikos l'Beis Rabban. It says a little bit differently in the Gemara. But there it does not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions Shabbos, Yom Tov, and the Talmud Torah. The loy what?
It doesn't say girls.
Well, doesn't say girls in the Medrash either. Tinoikos. Tinoikos. Okay. Ancient times. We know that ancient times.
Your master money for educating boys and girls.
That's possible. You can. That's. I mean. Wait. Is
my guess.
Okay, let's go further. V'lo yiskira ha-gemara klalis ha-yitzas Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in Beitza omits Rosh Chodesh. Ah, so what's going on? The Mishnah Berurah is very selective. The Chavetz Chaim, he knew Shas on his fingertips. And he chose not to mention the Gemara in Masech the Beitza. Instead he went to obscure Medrash and a Psikta, whoever, you know, who, unless you have Michal Miller, you're not a Baki in Midrash. We don't have too many Michal Miller, so knew all the Midrash. And Chavetz Chaim, he went to the Medrash and he avoided the Gemara. Achein hadarki Moshe Kasav she'ar zerua hoise v'shem ha'yushalmi shagam yitzas Rosh Chodesh b'chal zeh, that in the Yerushalmi it also says Rosh Chodesh u'beir ha'beis yosef shemash lo yizkir b'gemara ha'tzas Rosh Chodesh. It's not a kash. Even the Bavli that does not say Rosh Chodesh, it's nichlal in the words Yom Tov, because Rosh Chodesh also is a Yom Tov. So here's what's the point out over here is, don't get nervous. Don't be lenient and say, I can't afford to indulge on Rosh Chodesh, because this is a controversial halacha. It's only mentioned in the Bavli. It's not mentioned in the Medrash, it's not mentioned in the Bavli. Tarot says no, it's mentioned in the Yerushalmi, and even the Bavli means Yom Tov, it means this as well. Okay, let's go further. Now we go to Beis, Besudas Rosh Chodesh, Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Besudas Rosh Chodesh, Nira, Demash Shemar Besuda B'yom L'chvodu Rosh Chodesh, Dai, V'ein Tzach L'harbos Kam B'layla. You do not need to indulge at night. Okay, at night we learned yesterday you're not allowed to fast. And because you're not allowed to fast, if the day before you're fasting, you must make sure that you break your fast as soon as possible. You should not be marich in timeless at night. But just because you're not fasting does not mean you have to enhance your meal with more food. So therefore, you should have something special. On Rosh Chodesh, you should have a special dish that you don't normally have. U'shechol b'Shabbos, and when it falls on Shabbos, oisim machol echad yoisim b'mashin oigim b'chol Shabbos Shabbos ois. K'dei she'yeh nikar k'void shel Rosh Chodesh. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you shall have something special at your Suda Shabbos in honor of Rosh Chodesh. V'yad b'gan Avram, she'erich b'dinim b'ruchos ha'mozen shel Rosh Chodesh. That will come later on. Yal v'yavo. If you don't say Yal v'yavo, you do not have to repeat the b'ruchos ha'mozen. That will come to later on. Chavar Hevesi Mikzas Tavar B'Leil B'Sof Simen Pekuf Peches B'Mishne Bura Mikzas Tavar V'Hatakti L'Kamam B'Simen Chtof Chav Tavli B'Mishne Bura Ki Shom Mekoyme. Let's go to the left, number 4. Dirshu. What?
You make a shakyono because it's something special?
No. Unless you've never had that food. Unless it's an exotic food that you've not had the entire year, but you do not make a shakyono just because it's special. It doesn't mean you have a special dish. You have this once in a while, but it's a special dish. Okay, that's number 4 on the left side. Number four on the left side. The im oisa sudas Rosh Chodesh rak b'leil Rosh Chodesh. Now here's the question he's asking. Okay, so we've learned this halacha that a person should do something special for Rosh Chodesh. When do you do it? By day. And the Mishnah Berurah says there's no need to do it at night. At night, you don't have to do anything at night. Just don't fast. Just make sure you have coffee. You drink something. You're not fasting, but you're not mechuyev. What happened? You're not mechuyev to do it, to drink, to do anything special at night. Here's the question. Let's say you're a very busy person, and the only time you'll have an opportunity to eat something special will be at night. You're a hard worker. The whole day you're busy working, and you can chop a bite just to survive. But if you want to have a special enhancement to Rosh Chodesh, that's only going to be available to you the night before. Are you mekayim this halacha by doing it at night? The im oisa suda b'Rosh Chodesh rak b'leil Rosh Chodesh kasarich l'ner shodas Rashi loykiyim suda Rosh Chodesh. That's not a fulfillment. You have not gained anything by doing it at night instead of day. V'chein kosav anubuka yorechayim b'shem ovev b'al ha'darke etshuva u'b'shas ha'tshuvas mishnah sochi ha'isev shekach mashm b'toitz v'sarosh. So pretty much everyone holds you have accomplished nothing. But as you know, There's always another opinion. That's the rule of life. I'm reading from the left side. And the Idach, you know, especially today in Mishneh Berurah, someone even told this to me on Shabbos, this past, on Yom Tov, someone says, you know, in his day, he told me 30 years ago, he was a Bachur in Yeshiva, he learned Mishneh Berurah. That was the bottom line. That's it. You learn Mishneh Berurah, whatever it says, it's over. It says today his children, there's no bottom line. It says in the Mishnah, they have now the deer shoe, has all these other opinions. I don't know if you're aware, there's something called the Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos is the best seller. The reason why I don't quote every other second Piskei Tshuvos is because there's no Piskei Tshuvos in Chelek Dalet. If there was a Piskei Tshuvos in Chelek Dalet, I would be quoting every other second. I'll probably be learning with you, have everyone have a Piskei Tshuvos. That was one of the things that really bothered me when we're doing with the deer shoe is there's no Piskei Tshuvos yet, but the Piskei Tshuvos basically he brings down all of the other opinions that not like the Mishneh Berurah, and in the yeshiva world it created a tremendous tumult. Exactly, pick and choose, and he really took an encyclopedia of all the other opinions, and everyone, people are very into this and the other opinions. And here, that's what they do in this thing as well. By the way, this deer show is one of a kind. It's the first sefer of its kind in this world of billions of svarim that are coming out. No one has done anything to Chelek Dalet like what they have done to Chelek Dalet. This. Now, this came out right before we began. This came out like about a year ago, and it's received very, very high praise. This particular volume. It's one of a kind in opening up the Chelek Dalet and all the laws. And I just ran through it because I don't understand. Well, it's very hard. We ran through it, but the stuff that they present here is really one of a kind.
Does something special on Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, people do. I think that people in yeshiva, in yeshiva, what? No, like even what the average person. I think so. There are people.
Like a Rebbe-sha thing that they would do.
No. People do this. I don't know where we'll go.
My son was firm in Israel.
Yeah.
The one he used to work for, they made a meal. Rosh Chodesh.
Every Rosh Chodesh is a meal. A Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. The people definitely do this. We learned. Yeah.
Changed their God.
Well, we learned the Gral wore his Shabbos hat.
Strymel.
I don't wear a strymel, but they wore the people. But the Gral wore his koiva shel Shabbos on his hat, his Shabbos hat on. The Gral obviously did not wear a strymel. That's an understatement. What?
I don't think the deer should.
Of course not. He just presents other.
But
he opened
the holes for the Mishpura.
Of course, of course.
That has loose ends.
Yes, of course, of course, of course, of course. And of course, he's not coming to this way. He's just opening up and presenting. You're right, he's presenting other scenarios which are not always presented in the Mishneh Berurah. Let's go further. So we have over here, Midrash Das Magen Avraham, the other opinion. Kosaf, Aruch. So there's another opinion that in Echanami, if you can't make it during the day, you're busy, you're traveling, right? Or you're busy. People are very busy. You got a job, you have to work, you don't have time to go Pachra. So you don't want to do it the night before. So the Magen Avraham says, yes, there is an inyan. You have fulfilled this mitzvah of doing something special by eating something the night before. Let's go further. V'im Chal Rosh Chodesh Rav Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday? So here's the dilemma. Let's say you have that custom where you do make you very formal. You mentioned in their business place they had a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. There are in Halacha, that's really the Daf Yomi, going back Daf Tes. Daf Tes, we're now up to the word Daf Chiyut Ches already, but Daf Tes was the Sugya of things that you're not allowed to do on Friday. Now you're not allowed to have a Suda on Friday. You are severely restricted in what. And late in the day of having a Suda on Friday. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh is Friday? So how should you conduct yourself? Unbelievable. That is nothing to you. You can bend the rules. Now, you have to know what the rules are. And whatever the rules are, when you'll find a leniency in those rules, you can bend the rules a little bit because today is Rosh Chodesh. But of course, ideal, as you said, the ideal thing is to have it as early as possible in the day, so it's not shter your appetite for the Suda Shabbos the following night. That's ideal. Bris Mila, Ben, it goes that say, Bris Mila, have it in the morning, Pina Ben, Mechain, Be'esh Lavram. You can have it. Look at this. The Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is mamish. This is a Torah Misina Aruch HaShulchan. Fascinating. You don't have a Suda. Don't make a special meal. Not even early in the morning. Even early in the morning, do not make a special meal Sudas Rosh Chodesh, because it's going to interfere with the honor that you give Shabbos the following night. It's impossible to have a nice meal in the morning and then to have the same appetite you would normally have otherwise Friday night. So he says don't do it. Basically, you have a difference of opinion of what to do. So let's go to the next simon. Okay, so we're not really familiar with their customs in ancient times of how they would mourn over the dead. So Aleph, Al Mace Noshim Anois. On a mace, women can do this thing called ma'anos. What does it mean ma'anos? Afflict themselves. What does that mean? Shekulon oimrois ke'echad. They would recite expressions of mourning together. It was some type of, it's not a song, an elegy. And they would bang themselves. They would clap their hands together in a certain way, or they would bang their fists on their chest. Tahainu lahakos, here he explains lahakos kafa lakafa, they would bang hand upon hand. They would clap in a certain fashion. So women are permitted to do this. Okay, they may do this on Rosh Chodesh at a funeral. They may answer, recite different expressions together, and they may clap their hands in a certain fashion that was done in ancient times. Today, obviously, this is not done. We've never seen this done today, and therefore, it's not nogeh halacha l'maisa. But this was done avaloi mekoinenais. Now, what is mekoinenais? What is that? That's where one woman says something, and everyone responds. Responsive mourning. A woman, she would say, they had different nuschos, could be with piyutim, a kinois, or maybe they actually compose things spontaneously. One woman would say a line, everyone would respond to that statement. This may not be done on Rosh Chodesh. The achar shenikbar hames loy ma'anos lemetabchos, and once it goes without saying that once the mace has been buried, so the mace is not mutal lefanav, so there's much less of an inyan to mourn when the mace is there. So then there's an inyan, there's a requirement of halacha, you have to do things that are in honor of the mace. So you would think there would be an exception. So we make a pshara. The pshara is no kinois on Rosh Chodesh, but you could have ma'anos. But once the mace has been buried, zip, nothing. That's it, it's over, no more. Let's see over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kata and Aleph. Avaloi mikoinonos, shezeu ikar ha-hespit. So he's teaching us over here some interesting things in Mishnah Berurah, that the ikar hespit, the ikar mourning of eulogizing is mikoinonos. And what is mekoinen? It's not like today we teach a hespit today, so a rabbi gives a speech. Okay, there are some very talented rabbanim that can give very moving hespedim, can bring people to cry and have a lot of feeling. There's no question. But that's not ikar hespit is mekoinen nice, where people respond. Okay, we're far removed from this society. One person makes a statement, and everyone responds. That's the ikar way to eulogize the dead. All this applies to the average person. But you're allowed to give hespedim, you can do everything is the same for a Talmud Chacham on Rosh Chodesh. There are no restrictions as far as hespedim are concerned for a Talmud Chacham. Now let's look at Dirsha number one. We'll just a little bit because we're at our time, so just start a little bit. What about making a on Rosh Chodesh to arrange like a shloshim? shloshim, or you want to make a shloshim, or you want a yard site, or some type of a hesped mar sign. So typically, they don't always do it on the shloshim or on the yard site, because many times it's not practical. People have to go to work. It's not a good day. There's a wedding. This that. So many times they make it on a Sunday. Like there's a need to have some type of atzeres, some type of gathering, some type of asifa. So you don't want to do it on the shloshim mamish because it's Shabbos. Let's say the shloshim comes out on Shabbos, so you're not going to get the family together on Shabbos. So you do it Sunday. Sunday's a good day. Sunday night, people are not working, it's a good time. Oh, but it's Rosh Chodesh. Are you allowed to make an atzeres, an asifa, asifa, whatever the correct term is, asifa, we say with the Dominicans to say asifa, on Rosh Chodesh? I'm listening to the colloquial expression. Don't get me on the details, on the dots. So are you allowed to do it on Rosh Chodesh? So the answer is
yes.
It is forbidden. You're not allowed. You have to be very careful in the calendar when you schedule things. People make this happen. It happens all the time. People make these type of things, and you don't realize it's a day when you're not allowed to say hespedim. Now, shu b'chalal hespet. Now, what does that mean here? It means that atzeres is the same thing as hesped. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a very interesting word, what he says over here. It says in Shulchan Aruch that hespedim are asur on Rosh Chodesh. This is not a hesped. It's not a hesped. This is atzeres. This is divrei zikaron. This is an askara. All these nice words. Let's not fool ourselves here. You're just changing Shinui Hashem. You're just changing Hesped, the word Hesped, for a different word. Azkara, Atzeres, Asifa. What is this? We're getting together to deliver Hespedim. Let's be real here. So therefore, don't try to manipulate Halacha by using
relabeling,
exactly. Don't manipulate. This is a very powerful muscle, what he's saying over here. People do it all the time. I once did that. You relabel things because it's awesome to do this, and you just have to know you're in a tough situation between a rock and a hard place, so you have to finagle out of it. So you finagle it and you finesse it. Oh, so we learned Al-Panisa, so we learned in the Mishnah that could be an exception, because Al-Panisa really is a day where B'diyevet B'nei Aaron done Al-Panisa, so that there are heterim for Al-Panisa. Right, you can't do Kamala, you don't say Aleph Nisan, there are heterim, because Aleph Nisan, Aleph Av are days which ancient times they did fast. Zecher Adam Misas Bnei Aaron. Since this was discussed in the previous Bnei Aaron, so okay, but generally we our meaning is not like you just said. For the Shema, one more thing: the Shema Berosh Chodesh Hesped Dik Lotois, a tape, the diskim, CD. Let's say you want to listen to a CD. You're in the car and you have Hesped. You have very moving Hespedim that are recorded. And that's what you want to do on Rosh Chodesh. It can happen. Are you allowed to do so? Choyre Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Shemutar. Very interesting. On Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to, even though you're not allowed to deliver Hespedim live, you're allowed to listen to recordings of Hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. What?
So he'll make a hesped, so make a recording of the hesped.
But it's public.
Yeah, but,
and then play it at the funeral.
Could be then. To do it publicly is the same thing. To do it publicly. The privately for sure is mutter. Privately is not the same dagger to listen to it, to record. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up next time with this. Yes.
This past Tuesday, I had to look by it for a man, and there was no mail. It was Rosh Chodesh. So I was given the schus of saying the Kaddish after the Kfura. So they said, since it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't say that special.
Yes, you don't say
the special.
Say
right.
Regular.
Right. Uh-huh. Correct. Okay, we're going to discuss some of this more. It's very complicated. Hespedim on Rosh Chodesh is the minig. The minig is to give Hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. That's the way it is. Why? Why? Because we don't really know what we don't really give a spadim anyway. Many times. All right, we'll discuss all this. This is a very
cutting the hair on Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
something.
Yes.
On Rosh Chodesh. And someone says to you, you look terrible, you need a haircut.
So generally, if a person is nizer in the minig of Yehuda HaChassid, no. If you generally follow the minig of Yehuda HaChassid, you don't take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. You don't take haircuts. Rosh Chodesh is the day where ideally you don't. So I think in that case you wait until the next day. If a person is not so makbid, then you can. I think it falls in the general rule of doesn't make a difference. So he waits another day, unless he can't. Unless he has to go to work or whatever the situation is. So then you can't.
That's what it is.